Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. I am, of course, with my mom. What's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, how's it going out there?
Doing all right. Busy Saturday night. We're going to talk, sports, entertainment, everything else that we do, as always. We're going to lead off briefly with, MLB Hall of Fame news. Talk NFL as the big football conference championship games are going to go down tomorrow night. And also, talk what's going on in the NBA, state of the Knicks, NHL, MLB, WWE, and even talk Boys Meet World and Girls Meet World with the finale ending last night. So, what we do on this show, we talk about everything. So, we'll jump right into it right now. So, without further ado, let's start the show. And the big news of this week was that MLB announced, that they're adding three Hall of Famers to the class of the Baseball Hall of Fame. And of course, they're the perennial Houston Astro, Jeff Bagwell. Then you got Tim Raines, who is a member of the Yankees, championship teams, in 96, and also bounced around a bunch of other teams. And, of course, also Pudge Rodriguez, arguably the best defensive catcher in the steroids era. So, congratulations to all three men. Bagwell and Pudge Rodriguez, they've been some of the guys that have been rumored to be taking steroids, but they've never been caught with anything. Like Piazza was for the past couple of years until he finally got into the Hall of Fame last year. These guys were also, surrounded in steroid controversy, whether they did it or not. There was no proof. So once Piazza got in, these guys got in. So, congratulations to them, what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think all three of these guys deserve it. Jeff Bagwell and Pudge Rodriguez, as you said, they were, they've allegedly, there's been some suspicion that they've taken performance enhancement drugs, during their career, although some have been proven. So with that said, with no evidence, no strong evidence against them, they go into the Hall of Fame and, they had great careers. Bagwell was the face of the Astros for many years. He even won the MVP, I think, in 94, I think, full-time All-Star, 3-time Silver Slugger, Gold Glove winner, Pudge, when the greatest hitting catchers of all time, and won that championship with the Marlins in 2003. Both of these players were great players during their careers. And you got Tim Raines, one of the best leadoff men in the history of baseball. The guy could hit, he could steal bases, 7-time All-Star, won 2 championships with the Yankees. He should have. I'm surprised it took them so long to put them in the Hall of Fame, but all three of these guys are, it's well deserving to see them in the Hall of Fame, and it's you know, it's about time that all three of these guys finally got inducted.
Absolutely. And Tim Raines, he finally got in on his last year of eligibility.
Yeah.
So, you know, congratulations to him. I agree with everything you said. Jeff Bagwell, you know, he was a member of the Killer Bee Astros with him and Biggio, and then later Berkman. You know, they were a formidable team. You know, obviously the Houston Astros franchise during Bagwell's era was always a National League team until a few years ago when they shifted to the American League. And that franchise is still looking for its first ever championship. But most notably, that team, along with Beltran, you know, they went to the World Series. It wasn't a losing effort, but, that was clearly the best team. They also had Andy Pettit on that team, you know, when he left the Yankees at that time before, you know, returning to the Yankees later on. And speaking of Pettit, his former teammate, Posada, if I'm not mistaken, I don't think he got enough votes to stay on the ballot. So as of right now, Posada's dreams of being a Hall of Famer is gone unless later on, you know, like a veterans committee could, you know, try to see if he can be, but I doubt it. I mean, he had a phenomenal career.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think he should have stayed longer in the ballot, at least. You know, I think he's at least a borderline Hall of Famer. I mean, look at Billy Wagner. Billy Wagner, I think he's a Hall of Famer, at least at the very minimum, a borderline Hall of Famer. I mean, this guy has been dominant, you know. Sure, he hasn't won the championship. And I think he's been even more dominant than Hoffman, even though Hoffman has, like, over 100 more saves than he does. But I think, you know, Hoffman, you know, because at one point he was the saves leader, you know, I think that's why Wagner has significantly lesser votes than Hoffman.
Yeah.
And Hoffman is like, I think he has like, what, 50% of the voting or so? And Billy Wagner, I think he has like, what, 10% or at least a little over that, which is basically the minimum to keep you in the Hall of Fame balloting. And then another thing that worth noting is that Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds are getting ground. So it looks like people, were staunch opponents of, you know, steroid users. It looks like at this rate that those guys, even though they cheated, and I mean, obviously before they cheated, taking steroids, those guys were first ballot Hall of Famers. But those guys, you know, they allegedly took steroids, and it took them to like a whole new video game like level, where they're just, you know, Barry Bonds, man, a routine pop up could go out of the ballpark, and then Roger Clemens, I mean he was unreal, you know, unless if he was facing Piazza, that's another story, but you know he had a phenomenal career as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, these were two guys that took performance-enhancing drugs during their careers, and, you know, there's strong evidence against them, and they were caught. But, you know, so I think there's a lot of guys in the Hall of Fame right now. Not only Bonds and Clemens, a lot of guys that are in the Hall of Fame that took performance-enhancing drugs that didn't get caught. So, you know, we'll never know. We'll never know the full list of names of who took it, who didn't, but, you know, we could just assume.
Yeah, I definitely think so. I definitely think in the near future, there's definitely going to be guys that have taken steroids that are going in. If not, it has already happened already. Cause
I'm pretty sure.
Canseco was saying the same things when he got, you know, outed. You know, obviously, Canseco is not normally a credible, you know, a person. You know, after he got, you know, practically blackballed from the sport, you know, with his tell all. But it looks like stuff he's been talking about, you know, it looks like some of the people he's talked about have actually done it. So,
yeah. I mean, he played with a lot of these guys, so he should know.
Well, yeah. Not to mention he did it himself.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, we'll see what happens. You know, congratulations to all three men. And
yeah.
We'll see what happens next year. And, you know, next year's Hall of Fame. You know, moving on. Yeah, let's talk the NFL, man. Two big games that any sports fan, and especially if you're a fan of the NFL, you got to watch these games. There's Steelers and the Patriots. They're renewing their rivalry, and this is gonna be we say more. It's gonna be Roethlisberger versus Tom Brady yet again, and the Patriots hasn't been as dominant as they've been in the past, but I'm hoping Steelers can beat the Patriots, on the road. But I think Pats are gonna win this. I know you disagree, and why? And explain why.
Yeah, I mean it's I got my money on Steelers tomorrow. I actually have two bets going on tomorrow, so I have a bet with the vice president of my company for $20, and then I'm betting another for $50 that Steelers are going to win. The reason I'm picking the Steelers is because I didn't like the way the Patriots played against the Texans. Even though they ended up blowing out the Texans in the second half, Texans played really good defense in that game against them. And they did shut down Tom Brady for a while, although they collapsed later on. But if they had a better offense, that could have been a closer game than it was. I think without Gronk in the lineup right now, you know, it exposes New England, because if their running game, if Pittsburgh is able to stop their running game, they're going to force Brady to throw it a lot. And, you know, I don't trust the wide receivers on the Patriots right now. You know, there's not a big name guy on that team that scares you, but, and Patriots, Steelers, I should say, they have the firepower to compete. I mean, they got Brown, they got Bell,
yeah.
You know, so the Patriots are going to have to focus on stopping one of those two guys. And their defense has been playing real well in this postseason. I think the Steelers are going to pull the upset tomorrow. You know, I like, you know, people have been picking the Steelers the last few years to go to the Super Bowl. I think that this might be the year that they finally do it. So I think there's going to be an upset in Foxborough tomorrow. Don't be surprised.
Yeah, I hope it happens, man. I really hope it happens. But I know, Patriots haven't been as dominant, you know. Obviously, you know, with Gronk being hurt and all. But you can never underestimate the Patriots. They let people go, you know, and then they just find somebody and you know, move them to a different position. And it's like clockwork, or just sign somebody from another team, and everything Belichick does is, you know, it's gold. Not to mention Tom Brady in the clutch. Can never count guys out. But I hope you're right. Trust me. I hope you're right, man. I hope you know, Roethlisberger, you know, can beat these guys.
Yeah, I mean it's gonna be a Roethlisberger in that defense, and again Brown and Bell, they're gonna have to continue playing well. You know, to help them advance the Super Bowl. It's going to be a competitive game, definitely, you know. And it's a great matchup. You got two of the best teams left playing against each other in this championship game.
Absolutely. I definitely got my popcorn ready.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a great game. I can't wait.
And then on the NFC side, you know, you got the Packers versus the Falcons, and man, this is another awesome game as well. I mean, you know, Matt Ice, he's been awesome all year, and you know, obviously Rodgers has been awesome also. So I mean, something's got to give. I know Falcons is at home, but I think Rodgers is gonna be a shootout. It's gonna be a close game, but I think Rodgers is gonna you know, outlast him in this duel, and then it'll be Packers versus Patriots for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that would be a rematch from, what is it, 3 years ago, I think? 4 years? Actually, no, 2010. Packers played Steelers in the Super Bowl. Packers won the Super Bowl that year. So it'd be a rematch of the 2010 Super Bowl if that happens.
Yep, it'd definitely be interesting to see that matchup yet again.
Yeah, but I think Falcons are too much. Falcons have too much weapons. And, you know, I think the streak stops here for the Packers. As much as I like to pick the Packers, I mean, playing well. I mean, I don't know. Jordy Nelson's not going to play again. I don't know if they can sustain that offensive firepower. I mean, Falcons are just too good right now. I mean,
yeah.
You know, you got two running backs that could catch, run. Julio Jones. I don't know. There's going to be a shootout, but I think the Falcons are going to win the close one. And I think they played earlier this year. They played, which was also a shootout, and the Falcons won a close one, 33-32. So if this game is anything like that game, then, you know, expect a lot of points.
Oh yeah, no doubt about it. Both of these guys are firing on all cylinders, man. They're unconscious right now. It's going to be a duel.
Oh yeah,
no doubt about it. It's going to be like the Wild Wild West, basically.
Yeah.
Going down in the hot Atlanta. So definitely a game that's going to be talked about for the ages. Kind of like that Cowboys-Packer game that happened last week. It was like back and forth, man. It was like – and, you know, the Packers was able to get that kick, that field goal kick. What was it, 52-yarder?
Yeah. That won me. Well, actually, no, I didn't get any money from that game. Oh no, yeah, I did get money from that game. So I did pick the Packers to beat the Cowboys. So,
so it, you benefited every possible way.
Yeah.
Financially and a personal interest.
Yeah, and hopefully, you know, Packers could help me out again by losing this week.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully actually, no, I'm not betting against those. I'm only betting the Steelers and the Patriots. So the Packers-Falcons game I could care less about.
Well, hopefully Patriots will lose.
I hope so.
Definitely. Yeah, these two showdowns are awesome as you know, any sports and especially NFL fans would know. So I don't even have to convince you guys to watch this game tomorrow. So,
oh yeah, I'm pumped up. I mean, I'm not even a fan of one. Ina wasn't even seen, but I'm pumped up to watch both of these games tomorrow.
Yeah, me too. I mean, imagine if the Jets and the Giants were in these games. How excited we would have been. I mean, these matches are awesome. I mean, fortunately, I wish I had a vested interest in it, but you know, normally I don't really care when I don't have, you know, best interest, you know, whether it's my team's going in a playoff, you know, run or a team I hate, you know, i.e. Patriots in this instance, you know, rooting for them to lose. You know, I really don't, care. I find out, you know, what happens, or, you know, tune in. We'll see what happens tomorrow.
Yeah.
And one team, those two teams are very, these two games are very watchable. Knicks, on the other hand, not so much. if you've been tuning into the Knicks this season, I mean, Knicks, they are like the bad news bears of baseball. I mean, they just find the ways to lose.
Yeah, it's like every game is close.
Every game is close, and they lose by last second. Carmelo Anthony, 6 seconds to go, instead of trying to drive the ball to tie the game up, he launches a three, and it's no good. And the Knicks lose yet again. And, of course, earlier this week, a few days ago, the Knicks lost a game because a head coach interfered in the game. Who was it?
I think that was the Wizards. Wasn't that against the Wizards?
Yes, the Wizards, right. Correct.
Yeah.
It was the Wizards game. And then afterwards, after the game was over, after the Knicks lost, because the assistant coach was yelling in Courtney Lee's ears. Courtney Lee had a wide open three. He moves out of the way and jacks up a three, which was no good. And then afterwards, I'm trying to think. I think was it Derrick Rose that had the ball at the time? And then the ball got stolen, and I can't even remember who dunked the ball. Who dunked the ball? Wall? I can't even remember who dunked the ball.
It was John Wall.
Yeah, he stole the ball and dunked it. And, of course, they counted the ball. But upon further review, which the NBA has done at least three or four times, they reviewed it after the game was over, and they said that the assistant coach, was fined because he interfered. He was on the court yelling at Courtney Lee, which obviously that was a no-no. And another thing is they said that Walls, when he stole the ball, he double dribbled, but unfortunately it counted when the game happened. So we end up losing another game where the referees later on realize that, you know, we should have won this game.
Yeah.
Had they officiated the game better, and yet we lost. I mean, there was like two other games like that that we've lost. And I don't even think – one of them was the buzzer beaters, I think, because I think they said the ball was still in the guy's hand, but somehow they didn't see that. I mean, don't they have the ability to do instant replay in the last 2 minutes of the game? Why aren't they using it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand that. And you know, Knicks are putting themselves in this position because, I mean, it's like every game is a close game. Like, you got to start closing out teams in the fourth quarter, blowing out teams. I mean, you can't keep freaking trying to cut the lead down to two or one and expect to win every game like that. I mean, it's getting ridiculous.
It's really getting ridiculous, man. They just find whole new ways to lose. It's like they're literally unwatchable right now, because it's like, you know, they're gonna lose. It don't matter if they're up. They've lost a game recently where they were up 16 in the fourth quarter. In the fourth quarter, they lost the game. And Melo, they could at least tie this game today.
And Melo played well.
They had some bad possessions in towards, you know, the end of the game, jacking up threes when they have the lead, trying to go score inside and work the clock, and maybe, I don't know, play a little defense a bit. These guys, they never learn.
Yeah, I mean, Melo played well. He did. He was 9-17. He had 6 assists, 7 rebounds, and that was actually his first missed three-pointer of the game. But, I mean, yeah, in that situation, you know, try to tie the game rather than, you know, win it with a three.
Exactly. That's my only critique. He had 6 minutes to go. Try to drive the ball.
Yeah.
The ball. You don't have to shoot a three. This is exactly what I was telling you about last week. when there's a tie game, or the other team's leading by one, they try to jack up a three, which they miss, and then but when they're losing by three, they go inside to try to score and draw a foul to tie the game up that way. They never learn. And they never guard anybody, and they never use the foul to give. They never do it.
Yeah.
It's, like, so annoying. Tired of talking about the same stuff every single week. Because this team doesn't learn, man. I mean, it's getting to the point, after the game, I'm like, you know, I'm a diehard Knicks fan. Love the Knicks. I'll always love the Knicks. But maybe they should contract this team permanently, because it's like they're the old Yeller of the NBA. I mean, they're the oldest team in the NBA, and all they do is bring people misery, man. It's like, come on, play basketball, play D.
Well, at this point, I mean, the only thing they can do is probably trade Melo if Melo waives his no trade clause. And, you know, he said recently that he would do it if the Knicks, he'd consider it if that's what the Knicks want to do. So,
yeah, he's finally considering it, you know, if they do approach him, which, I mean, I foresee that happening in the near future. Especially near, I think next month is the trading deadline.
Yeah.
But that ship has sailed. I mean, because he had the perfect opportunity to get traded to Cavaliers. I mean, he would have had the ring had he accepted that. You know, if that trade would have went down. But you know, we'll see what happens. With the Knicks, we'll definitely keep you posted. I guess we'll talk a little before we get to WWE. I guess we'll touch upon the Girls Main World finale. You know, obviously, as you know, Mac, you know, I'm a huge TGIF fan, and my favorite TGIF show of all time is, of course, Boys Meet World. With, you know, Family Matter being a very close second in my book. But Boys Meet World, man, I love the characters, the storylines of the show. You know, it was like, at the time, a modern-day Happy Days, basically, in my opinion. It was, a very good show. Lasted about, 7 years or so? Mm-hmm. Probably, from 93 to 2000. And basically, a few years ago, they rebooted the show, brought back all the original characters and the original writers from the show. And, you know, when I first heard they were coming back, you know, I was kind of skeptical. I'm like, okay, is this going to be a remake? What's going to happen? But once I heard that the original cast is going to come, and equally important, the writer, the creator is going to be part of it, I'm like, okay, this is going to be great, because, they have the people who are behind the show, you know, who's, you know, that's running it. So it's, you know that the person going to give their heart and soul to the creation. I think the guy's name is Michael Jacobs, if I'm not mistaken. You could check that for me later on if you're listening, folks. But, yeah, I mean, the show had a lot of success, and because of that, a lot of rumored shows have been thought about coming back and came back, like Full House came back to Fuller House. Will and Grace is coming back for another season. I'm trying to think of other shows. Gilmore Girls came back. Trying to think of other shows. There's been other shows.
There's a new 24 coming out with a
podcast. There was 24 the last season that came out a few, what was it, last year or 2 years ago? Kiefer Sutherland coming back for a shortened 12 episode run. And now, like you said, there's a new 24, I guess you could say it's a spinoff, 24 with the character, I forgot the black guy with the dreads on the Walking Dead. I forgot his name. You know,
yeah,
he
does
also
have any dreads though.
I think it's just for his character. I think it's fake dreads for the you know, when he's in Walking Dead.
Okay.
You know, he was also in Straight Outta Compton as well. He played as, you know, Dr. Dre in the film. Yeah, so I mean, there's been a lot of shows that have been rumored to be coming back. Married with Children has been rumored to be coming back with Bud as a, you know, spinoff. Saved by the Bell, which I don't think that's gonna happen, you know, but it was rumored that they might come back, but I don't think that's gonna happen, like I said. But I mean, you know, going into the show Girls in the World like a few years ago, what, 2014 when it popped up, and I was eager how it was gonna be. I knew it was never gonna be as good as, you know, Boys Meet World, obviously. But, you know, for what it's worth, it was a pretty good, entertaining show. I mean, obviously, I'm not the main demographic. You know, I'm not a teenager or anything like that. But, I mean, it was a good show. I mean, they created new characters, you know. Riley, who's Corey and Topanga's daughter. Their best friend, Maya, which, you know, she basically steals the show, you know. She's like the Sean of, you know, the current show, basically. And, you know, they have a lot of other interesting characters that they added to the show as well. And, you know, for the most, the success of the show is that not only did they add new characters, but they paid respect to the old characters, and everything flows seamlessly from the old show to the new show. You know, and another show is like Fuller House, you know. Fuller House, you know, they pay respects to the, you know, the Full House, the original Full House show, but they do poke fun at their show, you know. But, you know, it's interesting, you know, that now these shows are actually continuing these shows. And I think Hollywood needs to pay attention to it. If you're not rebooting the show, and you're not continuing with the original characters, with the addition to adding new characters, similar to what Star Wars Episode 7 did, you know, in the films, then don't bring back the stuff. If you're gonna reboot it and make a new people play the same characters over again, or act like the popular brand never existed before, like the Ghostbusters movie that came out last year, it doesn't make any sense. It's just a cash grabbing scheme. If you're not paying respect to the, you know, the established brand, and there's no connection to the past with the future thing, then makes no sense to just, you know, put a popular show or movie and just tag the name onto it and act like, oh wow, this is a brand new idea. It doesn't work. But, you know, luckily for that show, you know, it did work because, like I said, they paid respect to the past while forming a new mythology, you know, that keeps the legacy going on. And the season finale ended last night, actually. And it was pretty good. You know, they had a lot of the old cast coming back. And, you know, I thought it was good. What's your thoughts on it?
I thought it was a very good episode. I like the fact that they brought everybody back, reunited them, and even had they broke that fourth wall with having the two Morgans.
I knew you were going to say that. I read your mind.
I thought that was funny.
I thought that was really funny. I gave them a pass for that. You know, they did break the fourth wall. It doesn't make logical sense that they have two Morgans, but it was funny how they acknowledged, you know, that you know, they did switch the actress, the actress who played, you know, Corey's younger sister, I should say, towards the end of the years. So it was funny how they acknowledged that, and they brought her back And another thing that they touched on in the end was when they talked to Corey's younger brother, who I assume they recasted, to promote a relationship with Riley's friend Maya, because you know he as you saw towards the end in the restaurant, there was a guy who came in who I'm pretty sure if I was making a bet, the guy who came in, he was the actual actor who played his Corey's brother in the when they showed the flashback, and then they had a guy come in the end, you know, to try to go into the restaurant. I think that was the actual actor that they basically, you know, put him into the show. So basically they pretty much got everybody back with the exception of, you know, the college people, you know, like Angela and, Eric's friend Jack and, you know, but for the most part, they got everybody back. They got Mr. Turner, Harvey came back, you know, the bully that turned, who's now a janitor.
Yeah.
Minkus came back, even though he didn't have a talking scene, if my memory serves me right. And they tied up the loose ends. So if you're a fan of Boys Meet World, I say you should definitely check out the series finale of Girls Meet World, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
And lastly, WWE, they got Kurt Angle finally in the Hall of Fame. Oh, it's true. It's true. Kurt Angle is finally in the Hall of Fame. The guy hasn't wrestled since 2016, you know, and he finally is going to take his place in the WWE Hall of Fame. And I'll be honest, you know, I knew the guy was a legend, you know, back in the day, very talented. But, you know, back in the Attitude Era, I was stuck on the face and heel thing. If you're a good guy, with the exception of The Rock, because, you know, The Rock's my all-time favorite wrestler. So whether he's good or bad, I'm still rooting for him. But with that said, when somebody, you know, is a good guy, I'm rooting for them. When they turn bad, I'm rooting against them, as WWE wants you to do. But now, in this modern era, where the villains are more popular than the good guys, you know, I do tend to root for the heels or anybody who I see is an interesting character who's playing their role believable, you know, like Dean Ambrose, Bray Wyatt, who announced that him and his brothers Randy Orton and Luke Harper are gonna compete in the Royal Rumble as expected, and this SmackDown coming up Tuesday night, Bray Wyatt and, no, not Bray Wyatt, actually, Randy Orton and Luke Harper are going to battle 1-on-1 to get some steam off of them because they've been having some tension building for the past couple of months since Randy Orton joined the team. And that also culminated with them losing the title to American Alpha a few weeks back. So that should be an interesting episode. So, like you've mentioned in the past, this could be the biggest Royal Rumble. You got Brock Lesnar, you got Goldberg, Undertaker coming back to the Royal Rumble, which he hasn't done in recent years, and in his home state of Texas, you know, it's going to be huge. You know, New Day is obviously going to be there. What's your thoughts on it?
Yeah, it's going to be a great Royal Rumble. One of the best Royal Rumbles we've seen in a while. Excited to see all these guys, Undertaker, Goldberg, Lesnar, they're going to be in the same ring together. I can't wait next week. Until next week.
I totally agree with you, bro. It looks very awesome. You know, there's rumors that maybe Samoa Joe might make his appearance. Kenny Omega, from Ring of Honor and other places, who had an awesome match with a Japanese wrestler, Okada. Wrestle Kingdom, I think, is the event. People are saying that this is not a 5-star match. It's a 6-star match. I haven't seen the match yet, but people are raving that this might be the best match they've ever seen. So, you know, I've definitely got to check that out. And you guys should definitely check it out. I mean, I do purely stick to WWE stuff, you know, but I'm hearing great things about that match, so I definitely want to check that out. Trying to think what else happened on WWE. Oh, yes, Mickie James returned. She was revealed to be Luchadora, who's been the mask luchador lady who's been attacking Becky Lynch in favor of the current champ, Alexa Bliss. So Mickie James is now allied with officially allied with Alexa Bliss, and it's going to be interesting. This should set up a feud between Becky Lynch and Mickie James, you know, that will go down at WrestleMania, and then eventually Mickie James should turn to, you know, turn good and face Alexa Bliss for the title.
Yeah,
or Becky Lynch, depending on who is the champion at that time.
Yeah, could be a triple threat right there.
Absolutely, no doubt about that. Oh yes, another thing is going to NHL. The Rangers, they haven't been playing well lately, but they rebounded recently. I think they won the final score 3-2. I think Lundqvist might have had 32 saves or something like that. And if you remember, he had a bad game. He gave up, I think the team gave up like 7 goals recently. So, and you know, they snapped their 3-game losing streak. So, you know, good for them as well. You know, we'll see what happens with that. Anything you'd like to talk about?
You know, great games tomorrow. You know, hopefully we have the two best teams advance going to the Super Bowl. So you guys enjoy those games and come back here for Sports Urban Legend next week.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that. So next week we'll definitely you know, give our previews for the Super Bowl. And, you know, Royal Rumble is coming soon as well. So we're going to be previewing that as well. So, I want to thank you guys for listening to another episode of Sports Urban Legend. I'm William Rameau. He's Macaulay Matthew. And I'll see you guys next week. Peace. Thank you.